A Cambridge couple had their lives change in April when their son Daxton was diagnosed with an aggressive form of leukemia. Since then, the 5-year-old has been undergoing intensive chemotherapy treatments and has a long road ahead of him while he battles T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. This type of leukemia is more aggressive in children. Daxton has a mass in his chest from it, said his mother, Courtney McTavish. Doctors say it should shrink with chemotherapy over time. His white blood count is also very high, so he is considered high risk. Daxton is a typical little boy who loves playing with his friends and getting rambunctious outside. Before his diagnosis, Daxton was active and hyper, and with the biggest smile. He was a typical boy who loved to play basketball. He loved going out biking and being with his friends, McTavish said. But now he's confined to home. He doesn't have much energy. So right now, he's loving his video games. Daxton would have entered grade 1 at Coronation Public School in September. He had to drop out of school. He might be able to go back in the new year. But he will have to take a lot of precautions because if he catches a cold or flu, this could be deadly for him, McTavish said. He's a whole different kid now. He tires quickly, he's not as active. He will dance for about 2 minutes and then will need to lie down. We took him to the zoo yesterday, and he just stayed in his wagon the whole time. It's been rocky for him with being tired and with nausea. To help with the escalating costs of living and transportation, to Anne from hospital, friends and the greater Cambridge community want to show their support. A Facebook page, Daxton Strong, has been set up highlighting the young boy's journey as well as a GoFundMe page. Family friend, Natasha King, has set up a fundraiser through Domino's Pizza, that will start this week. On August 2nd and 3rd, for every medium one-topping pizza sold for $8.99, 100% of the proceeds will be donated to the family. As you can imagine, this is not only a very hard emotional time for their family, but it's also causing their family financial strain as they cannot attend to their jobs the way they need to, in support of their children, King said on the Daxton Strong Facebook page. They also have many added expenses to their day-to-day lives, such as travel. This isn't the only challenge Daxton's family is faced with. Prior to his diagnosis, Daxton's younger sister Mila was diagnosed with a rare blood disorder, so rare that doctors don't even really know what it is. Since birth, Mila, now 20 months, has also had to travel for weekly appointments, bi-weekly appointments, monthly blood transfusions, and intense diagnostic procedures. She will also need to start chelation therapy due to iron overload in her liver from the transfusions. The blood condition is not well known. Eventually, Mila will need to have her spleen removed when she is about 5. It is enlarged because of the transfusions. She will also need her gallbladder removed, McTavish said. She's already had 16 blood transfusions and she'll only be 2 at the end of October. Both children now attend McMaster Hospital in Hamilton on a regular basis, often undergoing treatments together. For McTavish, her husband Jerome, and their 2 other children, Chloe and Compton, the hospital has become this family's second home. Right now, treatment are about 4 or 5 days long. I have to travel back and forth daily because I have 3 more kids at home that need their mom. To stay at Ronald McDonald House is great, but I have to get home for my kids. So, I travel back and forth, but it's so expensive in gas, McTavish said. The 27-year-old works as a part-time personal support worker. The kid's dad is working. I just got off of maternity leave, but it's been hard for me to get any work hours in, McTavish said. The first year, they say, will be the most intense in terms of treatment, and then there will be more oral chemo treatments at home, so not as many visits to the hospital. Daxton's treatment will last about 2.5 years. Next week we start a very powerful chemotherapy treatment, and he will have to stay in hospital, McTavish said. McTavish says her family is grateful for all the community support they are receiving. We've had a few friends hold fundraisers for us. They set up a GoFundMe and the Domino's fundraiser. The community has really been there for us, and we very much appreciate it. There's so many expenses and less income happening. It's been hectic. It has really helped us, McTavish said. With over 20-plus appointments a month, it does get so expensive. When making an order at Domino's on August 2nd and 3rd, the promo code must be used when ordering. King hopes the fundraiser will go a long way. With the help of the community, my hope is that this fundraiser will help lighten the financial strain for this family through their very difficult journey, King said. We would like to show this family support to help alleviate the financial burden, so they know that they are not alone.